This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
By the way,
Rich,
why we don't give...
Have a mic?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, we can have one.
I don't know.
Let's go.
Yeah. You don't need a mic, I can hear you.
Hi again.
Hi.
You've described this local scene as a local 2.0. How different is this side to the one that went to the Etihad and lost 4-1 last season?
I don't know even the lineup from last season, not because I don't want to know it, I just don't think like this. And I don't want to compare and stuff like this. We had to improve from last season, it's clear. I actually think without any kind of changes, we would have improved from last season because the last season was just not good enough for us, not ourselves and these kind of things. But we had to make changes as well, and we did that. And I'm not sure I've described the team as 2.0. I think it's described rather the project or the things we have to do as we need to grade Liverpool 2.0. Because we had a very successful team and super team and super boys, super characters, but time is running. We all get older and stuff like this, and we will never be successful because we were successful, and that's what we have to had to. Not to understand. We knew it, but what we had to do, and that's what we did. And yeah, so far it looks like we brought in good players and all that, and now we have to make sure that we bring that consistently on the pitch, and. Saturday is a big one, no doubt about that. It's the strongest team in the world for the last years, and so that's a massive task for each football team in the world, for us as well, but we will give it a try anyway.
City have won 23 games
in a row. So we shall not drive. And my record, our record is not great, right? That's the next thing you will tell me, probably.
Well, I was going to ask, how much is this about maybe stopping them playing, and how is it about allowing your team to express themselves?
What I know, the longer a run is going, the more likely it is that it ends. So we had that as well. I'm not sure it was Burnley, I think. Yeah. So there's always, it took much longer, by the way, but so, you know, they are extremely strong, and it's nothing what I can say what makes them weaker, to be honest. Otherwise, I would say it constantly, repeat it, but there's nothing. This is a tough game. But, yeah, whatever happens last year, what happened 2 years ago, 3 years ago, is just a memory. It's nothing else. So we have to be ready for tomorrow. And that's what we try to be. And if we are that, that's what I said millions of times. If we can be really uncomfortable for them, then we have a chance. If they feel comfortable in their game, there's no team who can beat them. But if we can change that, then it's a chance, and we have to take it then on top of that, because that's not given then as well. But I like it. It's much nicer. I'm pretty sure, so I can't remember my feelings last year before the game, but I probably was not massively optimistic and thought, okay, let's go there, and we change everything there now in that game. It feels like we are a bit closer. It's good. But on match day, you still have to win the decisive battles on the pitch. And that's what we... For that, you need to be close enough to these decisive duels. And for that, you have to be compact. And then on top of that, you have to play football yourself a lot. And that's all challenging, but all exciting as well. And yeah, let's see.
Finally, Darwin Nunez scored 3 goals for Uruguay in international break. How much is his game, under Bielsa as well now, how much is his game developed? And is it such that he'd be ready to potentially get involved on Saturday?
I saw not that we have 12 different players but for that position, so they all came back pretty much from international, so we have to make these decisions, and for these decisions I have to wait until at 3 is the meeting, at 4 is training, so yeah, until then, look in their eyes, talk to them, blah blah blah, and then figure out who is ready to start and who is probably better to bring on. But they all, I would say, nearly all had a really good international break. So Colombia was really successful. Lucho scored twice. And Uruguay obviously did really well. So we have to see. But yes, he's in a good moment and we want to use him as often as possible. But if it's possible, I don't know in this moment.
Obviously, there are some very big rivalries in the Premier League. But has this now become the biggest game in the Premier League?
I'm not sure if that's the same thing we are talking about. So the rivalry, I don't know. I have to ask other people. For us, from a sports point of view, it was the most difficult game you can play since years. Since I'm here, probably. So, but rivalry probably is, you need longer or blah, blah, blah. The fans decide that and these kind of things. But from a football point of view, we needed some time to become a rival on the pitch. But then we were that and lost still games and they lost against us and stuff like the big things, Champions League quarterfinal, I think was it. So big games, from football time of point of view, definitely yes.
Mo Salah, I think, has got 11 goals against City for Liverpool. He's closing in on 200 goals for the club as well. Can he still improve, or are we seeing right now his absolute peak as a player?
Of course he can improve, but that's all about then consistency and little moments in games. It would be a shame if he's not 43. So and we ask for that. He expects it from him. Why would he come and be the first in the building then every morning and the last going out if he doesn't want to improve? And yeah, of course he can, but it's really not about that. So it's about he gained that experience over the years that he knows much more about the game. So where are the positions? Where is that? He's obviously a completely different player to the boy who arrived here. And he was good that day, that time. That's why we signed him. But now that the experience in dealing with different situations, he's a completely different animal, actually. So he is really good with his teammates, like with all the offensive players. They all looked up to him, but he's really supportive to them, and that's a really good connection. So, and that's something in the beginning, Mo had to be more for himself, to find his feet himself and find a way to impress me, to impress everybody, to prove everybody wrong maybe and stuff like this. That's now completely settled. And having still this desire to score, that makes him the player he is. And that's pretty special. And I've said it that probably a million times. Long may it continue.
Seems to have a really good understanding with Darwin. Yeah. Is that because of what they do out there on the training field, or is there kind of a natural?
You cannot become a Liverpool player if you're not really football smart. So that means they are really football smart. And what would you do if you are on the ball and you sprint with 900 miles per hour down the line and then you find and you think who could have same speed and is there in the right position? Probably Mo. So the other players are quick as well, but that's why Darwin and Mo, that's where it's clicking, that's where they look for each other and stuff like this. But it's not that they cut out the other boys. It's just a different way of play. So that's like when we played with Bobby's more centrally, but a bit deeper. But then was the I'm not exactly sure what the numbers are between Sadio and Mo, but they probably were pretty good as well because they were the first two arriving in the opposition box. So if you want to pass the ball, then it's probably to one of them, and that's it. But generally, from the beginning, and that's what I said before, the how Mo supports the boys is Darwin came here, big expectations. And Mo understood the situation probably the best and saw his potential and wanted to help him. And that's how, without having the longest conversations because of some language issues, that for sure was the start for a pretty special partnership.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mike? Yeah, again, it's the top two in the table again. I mean, quite often these games have been fabulous adverts for Premier League football. But given what happened last season for both clubs and the major overhaul that you've had to make to your team during the summer, what do you think have been the key factors that have enabled you to be just 1 point separated?
Yeah,
with just almost a third of the season gone.
What we did to get the points, Sally, I can tell you what City now exactly did to have not already 36 points, what they had in the past as well after 12 match days. I don't know 100%, but point here, point there, stuff like this. Unexpected, obviously. Everybody, probably in the whole country, with having City in your mind, before each game you think, oh, they will win that. Oh, they will win that. So, and most of the time it happens. So that's just the quality they have. And the biggest strength they have with all the things they've won in the last few years, the desire they show to win the next one is pretty special, to be honest. I think they didn't, there was not 1 point they lost because they were not really there. Like, oh my God, do we really have to play here? Not at all. They are in the games and the opponent had to fight extremely hard to get something out of the game. So, and what we had to do, no, we spoke about already. So we had to change. And in the same moment, we had to improve. And that's obviously a bit of a real challenge, to be honest. To change is one thing, but it has to work out immediately. Imagine we would have changed and it wouldn't work out. We had famously, I think in the last few years, new players always came in and needed a while to start for us, stuff like this. But that was as well because we had a pretty stable formation. So now we opened the door in midfield, but that meant as well our boys who were already here are really still really young, like Harvey, Curtis, especially Harvey, for example, and the other boys who came in had pretty much to step in immediately. So the luck we had was that we had a proper preseason together. So if that's a normal summer, like the next summer, which would make it much more tricky with all the tournaments, Copa America and Euros, it would be completely different. But here we had now time to work together, and that gave us the opportunity to find together a bit quicker. And that's why we could have the results. And then to create a new team and a new team dynamic, you need, it helps if you have to overcome difficulties, stuff like this. You don't want to create them in training camps. You want to create them with physical, give them a physical job, which they barely can do. And then when they get through this, they feel the pain together. During a season, it's obviously much more difficult. But we got that through the stories of the games we played with being 10 men down, 9 men down, stuff like this, and overcoming these situations. So, yeah, we needed luck there as well. And we had it. I think the boys deserved it. But that gave us a direction. But I'm far off sitting here now and feeling we got City. So the only thing we have to do, we go there, find the entrance, and then we have the 3 points. So that's not the case. Our development goes in the right direction, but I'm really not there and say, City, be aware or whatever. So they are who they are, and they are strong, extremely strong, and we have to be as strong as somehow possible, and then let's see what we can get for it.
I know it doesn't affect this fixture, but can I ask your immediate reaction when you found out about Everton's points deduction last week? And did you think it was, a lot of people think it's very over the top?
I was absolutely not in the subject, to be honest. Did I know that there was a... No, I don't think I knew it. I just heard about it at 10 points. And now there's a lot of discussion. What I heard, they appeal. They appeal it, and that's it. Everybody would do that probably. But that's all I can say about it.
Carl?
We know Alexis McAllister has been doing the job for you at 6. I'm just wondering if you can assess how well his adaptation to that newer role has gone, and does tomorrow present the biggest test of how well his adaptation has gone?
The first and foremost, I don't know the lineup in this moment, so I don't know. We have to really, as I said before, we have to talk to a lot of people before I make that. No, if so, because I understand that from the outside world, it's always about how is a player in this position, in this position, in this position. But in the end, it's all about how the whole team is set up. So, is Maka a natural-born 6? No. Did football develop in the last year in directions we couldn't have imagined before? Yes. Does that mean that a player like Maka can play the 6? Definitely, it depends to how the whole team defends. That's it. Easy as that. Easy as that. And if you do that properly, then you have an incredible player in a central position, an extra player in a central position who find passes, who is a forward-thinking player and all these kind of things. So now you have to, do you want to have somebody there who is just knocking players down, and if in possession he thinks, it's not my job, so I give me a break, stuff like this. So it's not that easy. I like him there a lot, to be honest. And we as a team, we can benefit a lot from it if we make sure we have a really compact formation. And that's what we need. And that's what we especially need tomorrow, of course.
Can you just follow up on what you said there about how football has developed in the last 12 months?
Not 12 months, years.
Years, yeah. What are you sort of specifically referring to there in terms of, what is the one thing that you've seen that has changed significantly?
Football team, I'm not sure that this is for sure not in the last year, but in the last years, football teams are coached much better. That's how it is. We can play different systems, most of us at least, teams are much better organized in possession. Possession was in the past really a lot about a bit of coincidence and individual quality. Even that is much better organized now, and all these kind of things. The analyze is much better. To surprise an opponent is pretty much impossible nowadays. I think that was possible years ago. All these kind of things. So in details, the game changed massively. Hi. Sorry, what was the first word?
Trent.
Trent. Yeah. said that. Oh.
So how much will this game tell you about where your team is at?
I don't know before the game. So you look, a lot of things can happen. Where we don't want to start with a bad. So we play bad and lose. Possible. we play bad and win, I would say it's unlikely. It's pretty much not possible against City. We play very good and don't win, it's possible. That's football. We play very good and win. And it all would happen to exactly the same team. Because we this team doesn't have to pass a test now or something like that. The direction we are going is really the right one. That's obvious. We are not perfect. We saw that. We only played, okay, it was international break, but the game before our last Premier League game was Toulouse. We were not good there. I made a lot of changes, so it goes really on my responsibility, but still we're not good. And against Luton, we were not good. So got a point, or if I could have won the game, but if we win that game, we were not good that night. That's how it is. But in a lot of games so far this season, we were good and deserved what we got in a different situation. So with 10 men, we were outstanding for a team, one man down. With 9 men, we were exceptional. With 2 men down, so these kind of things, that's all us. And that's nothing to do with the next game. But of course, we play that game, but it's not a test how close can we get to City. So it's just a really super exciting football game. One of these, I would watch wherever I am on the planet. I would. Because why wouldn't you watch this game? So it's like everything there you need. But for us, it's not about being excited, that kind of excitement. So like, oh my God, can't wait. So we have to prepare it properly. And we know we have to be at our best to get a chance. If we have that, it's about us to take it. We will see.
And last one for the breakout, Will.
Just check on TV shaving. Then can I say Gomez, Jones, Gravenberg, are they all available?
They're only the long-term absentees are still out. No new concerns before I entered this room. So Conor Bradley completely normal in training, but now he needs to play games, starting with the U21s. Mm-hmm. Kate Gordon was with us in training the whole week, which is really exciting. Looks really good. Has now to gain minutes, but I think that's it.
Last one here.
Hi, Ian. Hi. You were quite vocal about your displeasure at the kickoff time when it was announced earlier in the month. can you tell us what effect does the lunchtime kickoff for such a game have on preparation?
No, because I'm not, my English is not good enough to make sure that you all understand it. So why should I waste my time or your time? Thomas, not 12:30, but the general schedule, Thomas Tuchel had an interesting, he explained completely calm why it's so difficult to be a high quality footballer with national team stuff like this. And a German newspaper made, Tuchel had a rant. I watched it and I thought, if that's a rant, that's a difficult world. And he was completely calm. So try to get a translation of that, then you know why the schedule, and they have lesser games than we have in England. Nobody wants to hear it. You don't want to hear it. Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to hear to my explanation. I tried a couple of times. Whatever I say, you always say, but it's that much a difference. So I'm really a bit tired of that. I love playing at 12:30. That's my new attitude. But,
need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.